Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Norm at Night, coming to you from Fair Harbor, Virginia. Tonight we're going to talk about the Steelers. I got a big tattoo, but what the doctor says is really killing me is you. I got a lot of bad habits, a lot of bad habits. I got a lot of bad habits, a lot of bad habits. I got a lot of bad habits, but you're the one that's really killing me. A lot of bad habits. Spending money. I took you to a nightclub. I watched you play a game. Everybody loved you. Even the band all knew your name. I got a lot of bad habits. A lot of bad habits. I got a lot of bad habits. A lot of poor. Well, here we are at another Norm at Night. Y'all know the number, 347-945-6713. Give me a call. I got it open right now. Five lines open, and I need you to give me a call. President Obama signed the big stimulus bill today. So what do you think of the stimulus? You can give Norm a call at 347-945-6713. I'm having a little cell phone connection problem here. But, you know, I got one of these Verizon cell phones. And no, I'm not making an advertisement for them because I tell you, I see all these commercials on TV, you know, with the little guy and the guy with the glasses. Well, I don't know. I swear to gosh, I must be living in one of those dead zones that Verizon phones never run into because lots of times my phone disconnects. But I'm talking about a lot of phony things. Let's get to the issue at hand. They signed essentially $1 trillion stimulus bill. $1 trillion. My gosh, you know, that's 10 zeros after the one, 10, and this is, $1 trillion. Where are we getting the money? I love the way when they're on TV, they always talk about these things, and they show you $100 bills being printed. Somebody out there who knows something about this stuff, why don't you give us a call at 347-945-6713. I'm going to open my chat session right now. If you don't want to get on the radio with me, or the internet radio, I guess, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com, the Norm at Night Show, and you can log in on the chat page, or if you're feeling comfortable chatting in a more reasonable way, you can tune in on my Skype line. And I got a friend here Skyping, and I want to get a call to her, let her know the show's on, and who knows, maybe my Spanish-speaking friend will give me a call, but please, please, speak English. Speak English, because the last time I tried to speak Spanish with you on the radio, I said that I was a Cheerio. And they're still talking about that at the school I teach at. Anyway, we're talking about the stimulus bill. It seems to be the talk of the country. I don't know what to think about it. I just keep going back to history, and I realize that there's just millions and millions and millions of dollars that was spent during the 30s, and the unemployment rate was as high or higher in 1939 than it was in 33. It was 17% in 1939. And wait a minute, I got a Skype here. You can, it is my Spanish speaking friend, but why don't you give me a call at 347-945-6713. Anyway, she's going to try to listen. Let me just give her the call-in number here. Again, it's 347-945-6713. Those of you who are not familiar with me, for my whole life, I've been a teacher. And I've just been wondering about, this whole teaching thing. And I'm really excited. I got five lines open. Somebody just asked me, what's the discussion about tonight? And I said, the stimulus. But actually, it's about anything you want to talk about. That's always the rule here on Norm at Night. You can talk about whatever you like. It's really hard here talking on the phone without trying to type at the same time. I don't know. I'm just one of those people who can't walk and chew gum. But anyway, until I get a caller on here and some opinions that I can bounce off of, I was talking with my workmate, if you would, the director of technology where I'm connected in, and I suddenly realized, he's from actually just his first school job. He's about my age, but he comes from the public world, even the world of nonprofits. But I just realized, 1 year in the last 30 have I not been inside of a school. And that's really kind of scary. And so I have a schoolman's perspective, even though it's a perspective which makes it a little different, colored by 7 years in a steel mill and being a Navy veteran. It's really a difficult thing to do. Let me hold on here a minute. Let me put some music on since I'm not getting any calls. I'm going to put them on early here tonight. Max Ruby, Ribby.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near.
So come on, somebody give me a call here. I'm tired of Max Rabby. I don't want to have to play that song. So everybody, 347-945-6713. Give me a call. I got five lines open. Today, President Obama signed the stimulus bill. 1,000 pages. My God, it's like War and Peace. How many people out there think that the president read the bill? He signed his name on a bill that, I don't know, could he have possibly read the whole thing? Could anybody possibly have read the whole thing? Is it out there for any of us to read? Why doesn't somebody call in and give us a URL where we can go find this boondoggle? Oh, that's a great word, boondoggle. But 347-945-6713, and you'll be on Norm at Night. I read today, or actually read, I saw it on the news, Harry Reid, you know, he snuck a provision in the bill to build a high-speed rail line from Las Vegas, Nevada to Disneyland. Now, I heard a lot of people yelling about, do we need a high-speed rail line from Las Vegas to Disneyland? I don't know, but we need jobs. We need people to be working. You know, I'm wondering if we took $1 trillion, I don't know, what's a trillion divided by 300 million? It's 3 × 10⁶ divided by 1 × 10⁰. I don't know. My scientific notation's not so good anymore. If you have the answer to that, you can always give me 347-945-6713. I got a call coming in. Hold on here. Go ahead, 540. Go ahead. You're on the air with Norm. I'm having a little trouble here.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Norm.
Great. Hey, I had a question about the stimulus package.
Fire away.
Okay. How long do you think I understand that some of the money in the stimulus package is going to go towards education and educational programs, and I wonder how long it's going to take that money to filter into the schools where it can actually be used.
Well, I hope they send a little of that money to Norm. I'm an educational institution myself here, seriously. I don't know how long it's going to take the money to filter into the schools. It's hard to tell even what money is supposed to go where. This whole thing, in my view, has just happened so quickly. As I said earlier on, the president signed a bill today. I don't believe he's read. I don't believe. It's 1,000 pages long.
Yeah, you're probably right that no one had time to read it when it came off the presses before they had to vote on it.
You know, I mean, it's absolutely incredible. I wish we were just talking about the high-speed rail line that's in the bill, one a Harry Reid special from Las Vegas, Nevada to Disneyland. Does the country need that? I don't know. I've never been to Disneyland, but if I'm ever in Las Vegas, I may take the high-speed rail there. But the fact of the matter is, it does take people to build that high-speed rail line.
That's a fact.
And there's a lot of people that are not, to be quite blunt about it, are not working right now. And when people aren't working, they can't go to the store when they can't get to buy stuff. And when people don't buy stuff, inventories build up. When inventories build up, companies cut back production. When production's cut back, companies lay people off. And the cycle goes on and on. Is the bill going to do any good? What do you think?
Well, I hope so. I certainly hope so for the country's sake, but you know, it certainly is a big gamble, and I guess all we can do is just wait and see, huh?
Well, yeah. You know, I was just talking with a student today. I am a school teacher, and I'm just talking with a student today, and we thought, you know, we're talking about
the other great stimulus, you know, the New Deal, they really didn't stimulate anything until the war came. But the Civilian Conservation Corps, well, why can't we have a civilian broadband corps and just start building high-speed cell towers all over the country and just give use to them to anybody that wants to use it? There's absolutely no reason that high-speed broadband can't be provided to every house in America. There's no reason whatsoever. And it really wouldn't take a big chunk of that $1 trillion to do it.
Yep, $1 trillion is a lot of money, and a lot could be done with it. That's for sure.
10 to the 10th, absolutely. It's a ton of money, and it's just baffling. Though, you know, I wonder if we've spent $1 trillion in Iraq.
We're probably close to it.
If we have to be at $300 billion a month.
Yeah.
I mean, it won't take long. And, you know, and I got to admit, I cast my vote for the guy in the White House and followed him through the whole campaign thinking, my God, here's a guy that's really going to end the war. Well, he may be winding down one war, but he's making another one bigger. And we're in a big mess. You know, what are we going to do now? I ask this not just to the caller on the line, but to all you guys and girls out there listening. What are we going to do? Pakistan allowed Islamic law to be instituted in large parts of the country yesterday. And the Taliban is administering that law in many regions. What are we going to do? Are we going to cross the border into Pakistan from Afghanistan? Well, guess what? The Pakistanis do have weapons of mass destruction, and they probably will use them. So we're sending thousands of troops to Afghanistan. Are we walking into a nuclear war? I don't know the answer to any of these questions. But what really scares me is no one's asking them. I'm sorry, I got on a tirade there. What else you have on your mind tonight, 540?
Well, that's it for tonight. I'm just enjoying your show and appreciate your insights into everything. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm really glad you called. Thanks,
right.
And call back soon.
Hey, have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, good night, and... That was, I'm not even sure where that,
wait a minute.
Go ahead, Spanish
Jack.
Hey, you know what,
hey,
I'll bet
you
you're using
what?
Skype because I can hear
myself
over the phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh,
just
that's
take
all right.
Your microphone
take
away
microphone
from
away
the board
from
somewhere.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you wonderfully.
Oh,
Yamo Cheerio.
Oh, I didn't know you could hear me. It was David who just called. We have been listening here, the whole family.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad you could call.
Remember,
we don't use any
last
names here.
Oh, okay.
But we're having a great old time. Oh, man. I was telling everybody about when I called that experimental show you have and call myself a Cheerio. So I said, tonight we're in English.
Yeah. Well, I need to do this on a regular basis with my students.
Absolutely. Every student in America should be doing this on a regular basis.
Yes, for the next trimester, I'm going to set up a week where everyone should be, we'll have a show and everyone should be calling in.
It gives us something to use our cell phones for. Every student in America has
a cell phone.
Well, practically every student. And do we let them be used in
school?
No, of course not. Why could somebody be able to use a tool they have?
Yeah.
But that's a whole other issue. I'm going to be coaching the soccer team soon. I'll just text them practice days. Yeah, I can just see a central midfield, you know, flipping out a snow cone to see what we're doing next. Oh, I'm such a clown. So, what'd you have for dinner tonight?
We had spaghetti.
I had shells with mushroom and cream sauce. They were so good.
Oh, sounds good.
It was good. Hey, out there, join in the conversation. 347-945-6713. We were Prez bashing. We were Prez encouraging. Now we're talking about dinner. Whatever you want to talk about, 347-945-6713 is the place to be. I'm still waiting for my regular... West Coast caller to call in. I got my Democratic Communist. If you're out there, you know the number. How's the weather in Halifax today? And we've got a wonderful family here.
Yes, I'm just working on material tomorrow because I stayed home today. I've been sick, so I'm not sure if I'll be in.
Oh, well, you know. Some people just work harder than others, and you're one of those. Of that there is no question. And everyone knows everybody works hard.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that they're not behind schedule. You know what?
I got to tell you this. He's a very nice man. He's been there now four or five days in a row.
But he could be the twin brother of the principal at my last school. Really?
The guy that got fired.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he got fired. He retired. But anyway, 347-945-6713. And Norm's got a lot of bad habits. That's why I love playing that song. I have bad habits. So call up and tell me what my bad habits are. A lot of people don't like me because I'm a left-hander.
I do tend to see things from the left side of the eye.
And I write left-handed.
I see what you're saying.
Wait. I think one of the people on the line here is a left-hander. My memory serves me right. With the pencil I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, my whole life is on the left side.
I gotta finish this chart I'm making for tomorrow, so I'm going to let you go.
All right, well, thanks for calling. Tune in next week. We're on every Tuesday night from 9 to 10. And who knows what we're going to do. And remember, when you're out there on the soccer field or the football field, go forward, go forward, and go forward some more.
Yes, Katie's listening, so...
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, and thanks for calling.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. And that was a great conversation. We got five lines open here again. 347-945-6713. Somebody's doing something here, and I'm not 100% sure what's going on. Somebody's trying to get in here. I don't know. Maybe it was, Spanish Chat's back. Did anybody hear me out there? My switchboard's way behind what's actually happening here. But 347-945-6713, that's the number. Let me go check the chat session and see if anybody's online with me. Here we go. It doesn't look like anybody's on the Blog Talk chat. I got to get another picture of me, you know. That one's it's making me look way too good. But let me go back to my Skype, see if any of my Episcopalian friends are here, and I don't quite see them. They all appear to be offline. But it's kind of a slow night here at Norm at Night, but we were having some fun talking about the president. You know, and actually, in all seriousness, I joke about these things a lot, but there's nothing funny about not having a job. There's nothing funny about having to look at your kids and wondering where you're going to get the money to feed them. There's nothing funny about having to put off buying your kids new shoes because you got to use the money to use milk. I got another call coming in here. Hold on. Go ahead, 703. You're on with Norm.
Yeah, hey, Norm, this is Bobby in Virginia. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Bobby, how are you? We're doing real well out here, although I'm in Virginia, too.
You know, it wouldn't be legal if it was any better, but that's kind of beside the point. I was just thinking, with the stimulus package, why don't we just divide it up amongst all the legal population in the states and give everybody about $250,000? No muss, no fuss.
I'll take it.
Excellent. I think it's a deal. You know, because there's so much wrangling going on the Hill right now as far as which farmer gets which subsidy, which transportation project gets how much, and which other special
interest. You know, actually, you're talking about those farmers. Most of them are on your side of the aisle, if my memory serves me right. Not a lot of Democratic farmers in Iowa.
Democratic farmers in Iowa. Well, I'm not sure how true the demographics are there, but I think the farmers are ripe, if you'll excuse the pun, for the pain.
That's a good one. So, how
you know,
about in your shop? Are people getting
that
sent
is,
home?
What? I'm sorry?
How about in your shop? Are people getting sent home?
Oh, no, no.
Or is everybody working?
No, no, no. We're recession-proof. We're the people that create the ideas that drive the engine of the great American economy. We're recession-proof over here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, absolutely. Of course. You know, Northern Virginia is the technology corridor. It's very similar to the I-95 up your way up in Maryland, but we're a little more advanced than that.
You know, actually, there's a great new book about that by a guy named Cerruti and the whole Tyson's Corner corridor. It's really interesting that you say that. I was bought at Borders the other night, but the recession's done me in.
Well,
that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but, you know, Northern Virginia recession-proof. I'm here in Fauquier County, and there's people starving in Fauquier County. I don't think that's quite recession-proof.
Well, you know, those are probably the people that are hanging out at the 7-Eleven parking lot waiting to be picked up on Saturday morning.
Well, they're all coming to the Fauquier County Food Bank because a lot of the kids,
Well, you know, a lot of us that are doing well, we need to dig a little deeper into our pockets and contribute to those who are really are trying to help themselves but haven't quite made it yet. All kidding aside, we really do need to contribute in the proper ways to the people that need our help in these times of trouble, if you will.
I agree. And you know what else I wondered about? And almost instantaneous stimulus would be, I don't know if the country could afford to do it, simply 6 months suspend payroll tax.
Well, no, look, I'm really glad you brought that point up, because the fact of the matter is that only 10%, there's two major issues here. Only 10% of the entire stimulus bill hits in 2009, only 10%. The other issue is that our government agencies are so unable to spend such a huge amount of money that it is doubtful this so-called stimulus package is ever going to have the intended effect. And I think we need to go back to 1939 with Henry Morgenthau and read what he has said 70 years ago about an identical situation.
Well, I won't argue with you about that, because I'm on the same page. The whole idea of the New Deal, it takes way longer for these things to take effect than people naturally think about. You know, I was listening on the news this afternoon about Harry Reid's, some people call it a boondoggle, the high-speed rail line from Las Vegas to Disneyland. And
now, there's a twist for you. I thought Vegas was Disneyland, but then Washington...
But I'm thinking to myself, who's going to take the high-speed rail train from Las Vegas to Disneyland? But it doesn't really matter. It takes people to build a railroad, and we need to give people jobs.
But so you're suggesting perhaps a 21st century civilian conservation corps?
Well, actually, what I'm suggesting is a 21st century civilian conservation corps, if you would, but more importantly, something to replace the TVA, which was the idea of the TVA, which actually is one of the great legacies of the New Deal, did nothing for the immediate problem of unemployment, really, in the short term, but changed the whole nature of this country. So instead of a TVA, why can't we have a BVA or a Broadband Valley Administration put a broadband internet connection in every house in America?
Well, that no doubt that's important, but there is a much more important issue at hand, and that is the distribution of electricity from the new green energy projects that are becoming so in vogue today. You know, we have a major problem in this country with folks such as, well, I won't mention any names, but folks that have traditionally been on the side of the environmental movement. And now that we have these major wind energy projects coming online, the power has nowhere to go because the transmission lines need to be built through national parks and, oh, by the way, through people's backyards. And now we've got all this green energy potential, and nobody wants to build the transmission lines. So your Civilian Conservation Corps for the 21st century needs to take as a major initiative the building of transmission lines so that we can benefit from this new green energy and everyone can pay lower prices and the environment benefits.
Well, you know, I don't dispute it. I encourage it. In fact, well, as many people know, Norm grew up in Buffalo, New York, and one of my favorite sights was in being out in Buffalo Harbor on a boat and looking in and seeing the city. Now, the whole shoreline where all the heavy industry used to be is dominated by windmills. And they have, and the problem that you just spoke of is absolutely plaguing that power project, because it's really difficult to blend it in to the existing power grid.
Absolutely, it is much more difficult than it might first appear. It's one of those not in my backyard problems. Anyway. Norm, I don't want to monopolize your show. I know you've got a lot more people coming online, but if you would, I'd love to talk to your board operator so that you can get in touch with me after the show.
All right. Well, this number will work, and maybe I'll give you a call.
Yeah, absolutely. Please do so.
Outstanding, and thanks for calling.
My pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye. That was, if you're out there, 703, I lost the number off the board. Why don't you send me an email with the number on it again at buffnet@verizon.net. That's BUFNET at Verizon.net. Anybody else who wants to send Norm an email, you can reach me at that same number. Gosh, we're moving right along here. We've had a bunch of interesting callers. Some I've known, some I haven't. Halifax, we're still waiting to hear from you. You skipped last week on me, too, and I was looking forward to talking to you. That's my buddy, the Democratic Communist, another person from the left side of the aisle. I love talking to left-handers. I just get so confused by everything that's happening. I'm not sure that another New Deal is in the offing. Maybe the system's just so ill and so rotten to the core that it just will just die of its own weight. Maybe it can't be saved. I don't know the answer. Or if you want to talk about something cheery, let's talk about something cheery. You know, let's just line up the deck chairs and start playing the violin. I don't know. It's really bleak out there, and it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. Hopefully it'll get better by the time Norm retires. Oh, God. Sometimes who knows what's going to happen. Let's just hope we don't get in a war, people. Let's just hope things work out reasonably well in Afghanistan. That part of the world, I think we should just leave, to be perfectly honest, just leave. And when that part of the world wants to come along with us, they will. And, you know, and that Bin Laden guy, when he sticks his head up, we just need to blow it off. There's no question about what happened at the World Trade Center was a terrible thing. And I don't think that the world should settle things like that. But what do you think? 347-945-6713. What's going on in this country? The President of the United States signs a bill, 1,000 pages. I don't know. Maybe he's a faster reader than I am. Oh, my God. I got an IM from Metal Guitar. Oh, sure, why not? Show the IM. Hey, Ed, I got you. I got you on the show. Oh, very cool. I'm looking at my IM. I've been good. It's Norm at Night, and just hold on here a second while I send an email to somebody. I'm just a one-man band here, and I don't go on the air. Help me, and I'm using the cell phone, and my Bluetooth doesn't work anymore, and it's just... and I'm having trouble walking and chewing gum at the same time. But I'm 347-945-6713. And we're just having a great old time. Let me see if I got any callers here. I got 5 lines open. Oh, don't worry. I got 5 lines open. One of them's reserved for you. I'm here on Norm at Night. I'm just trying. Oh, I don't know. 9456713. And you'll be on with Norm. And I got about, well, the show's got, what, how much time here left? We got about 18 minutes left. Oh, here's the West Coast. Here's the West Coast coming in. Yes. Go ahead, West Coast. You're on Norm. We've had a sort of a lively evening here tonight. Hello?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you now. You're real good. No, what do you call it? No echo. I'm really happy. How you doing?
Oh, okay. Using headphones.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm just using the click-to-talk function in Blog Talk Radio, and I'm using headphones. But, the last couple times I tried it, it worked. You know,
all right,
sure.
Good. Hold on 1 second, please. I got somebody else coming in. Now, hey, you're on with us, 443. 443, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
How's it going?
Good. I'm doing fine. Is this somebody I know camping out in College Park these days?
Yeah, I'm doing well out here. How have you been?
Well, I'm having a great old time in my new place. Somehow they've been able to make room for me.
That's good. You working down in Virginia now?
I am. I don't know if you know where the Plains is, but it's not very, well, it's right around the corner from Warrenton.
Okay.
But, yeah, Warrenton's about 10, 15 minutes from here. But I'm out in Orange Country. And I'm having a great old time. Now, by the way, I know you were, I got some information that you were talking about some kind of a wreck. Just send me all the information at my St. Mary's email address. I'll still get that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Or actually, you could do it. You could send it to buffnet@verizon.net. buffnet@verizon.net, and I'll get it there too.
Oh, okay.
And how are things? So, what do you think of the stimulus bill? I remember talking with you that I probably got a right-hander on the line here.
You got a very strong right-hander, seeing as you know my dad.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm glad I was born right and left-handed.
I mean, I've been following it pretty well. I mean, I don't know all the details of the
contract. Well, I don't think he does either, and he signed it today.
He signed it?
Yeah, he signed it this afternoon.
Yeah, it seems like some of the articles I was reading, it seemed like he left it too much to the Congress. And
well, you know what, actually, that's a real interesting idea. I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm pretty sure, if my memory serves me right, that you were an AP Gov student.
I was.
You were an AP Gov student.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that it should be left up to the Congress, because that's what the Congress does.
It's very true. Yeah, it should be their job.
You know, and what scares the hell out of me, whether it's George Bush, who I didn't like, and Barack Obama, who I do like, powerful president, scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And he needs to be curbed. Don't be afraid to jump in here, West Coast.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so how's the computer science business?
It's doing great. I'm really loving. I'm loving it so far. I'm taking two classes this semester that I'm really loving. So
good. Isn't College Park just the greatest place in the world?
It is an amazing school, I would have to say.
It is. Nobody believes it. It is so incredible. Yeah, they have their share of crazies, but every place does.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't run into anything with the problems. You've got to be smart.
Right. Oh, it's just there's so much diversity at College Park.
Oh,
diversity is such a wonderful thing. No matter how weird you are, you can always find somebody just as weird as you. That's what I liked about it the most.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I can so many like new environments going from St. Mary's small private school to this. It's been awesome, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So do you see much of your old classmates? The lacrosse ladies.
Mary, no, I haven't. I have not. I've actually only seen her once since being here. She's so busy with lacrosse stuff. So.
Oh yeah, their season's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, did I hear rumors that you're walking on to the baseball team?
I don't know where you'd be hearing that from, because that's not
What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose?
I don't know. I haven't picked up a bat in way too long.
Oh, yeah, they should. They're probably in full swing by now, aren't they? Southern trip next. You should have done it. You could have been College Park's Rudy.
Yeah, true. I'm actually planning to play club baseball next year if I can try out.
I'd walk right onto the big. I'd walk right onto the big stage. What do they call that stadium? I always forget. The baseball stadium in College Park.
Shipley Field.
Shipley Field. That's right. That's a great place.
It is. Good
well,
planet.
Send me all that information, and it was great to hear from you. And tell all your friends every Tuesday night, 9 to 10.
Okay.
347-945-6713. Topic varies from week to week. You can talk about the topic or anything you want.
All right. Let's talk to
and
you,
it's great. All right. Great to hear from you, Ed. Bye
bye.
Okay, West Coast. We got 11 minutes left. What's new out there? Oh, by the way, those Buffalo commercials are hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you like those.
So you're using
those,
go ahead.
What's that?
No,
what,
go ahead. UC.
Oh, yeah. The Crystal Beach and that Chamber of Commerce thing, I remember that from ages ago. Well, you know, Buffalo always had this image problem, sort of an inferiority complex, and they kept trying to, you know, make people proud of Buffalo again. And
Bruce
and
Buffalo
it just never
stood for you.
Yeah, it's just, and then you remember the other, We're Talking Proud, remember that whole
thing? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, and it was some, I think a sports writer, maybe from the Bay Area here, but remember he called Buffalo the armpit of the East?
Yeah.
Remember the big, they went berserk about that, you know.
Wow, but didn't that happen on Monday Night Football?
That could be, yeah. But,
They
brought him here and they fed him buffalo wings and beef on weck and beer, and I guess he went home happy, I don't know. But, Buffalo's always had that image problem, you know, that, I imagine it's still there, too, you know.
Right, and, well, Buffalo now, I told my brother they should call it the city of the past. That's all anybody seems to talk about.
Well, yeah, because the present is pretty dismal for the city. I think I was looking at some stats where the median income in the city is somewhere in the $20,000 range for a household, right? Then you get to the county, and then it's in the 50s, it's actually in the high 50s. So it tells you, I mean, you know, the city is so impoverished. I mean, let's face it, it was bankrupt not that long ago, and the state had to take over their finances. Those are rough times. And what else did I say? 20% of all the homes are owned by the city. Basically, just in property, you know. Hey there. Hello. I don't know which of this is on or not.
And are you still with me? I lost my connection and I'm back.
Okay. I have no idea if I'm broadcasting or not.
Well, so I'm having real trouble here. I'm getting about every third word that you're saying right now.
Really? Okay.
Okay, now the cell must have moved because everything seems good now. I swear to God, I'm going to get a counter commercial on those Verizon people and all their little network people because I think they laid all the ones off out here.
Oh, okay. I'm finding that true. On certain websites that I use a lot, that the quality has gone down. They're extremely slow now. It's obvious that they're cutting some costs, and it may be, you know, keeping their servers running properly and all that. Especially my brokerage. I mean, it's painfully slow. I mean, it's bad enough losing money, but then, you know, when you want to do something, you can't.
When you try to stem the tide a little bit.
Yeah, I'm finding the ones that use a lot of Java, you know, there's these little applets all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Those things they take forever. And sometimes you'll have a page with, you know, multiple applets going this way, that way, and they continually re-upload information, and, you know, that's great. I mean, I do have broadband, that's no problem, but, you know, you're still slowing me down. I've got, you know, normally 3-4 windows open. I can't handle all that crap. So,
well I say it's time to give broadband to the whole country.
Let's face it, though.
At no charge.
Well, no charge. Ah, yes. Well, yeah, they had planned to do that in my area. And eventually the cost got out of hand. The only city I know that, you know, this would have been universal broadband. Everyone would have got it free. And if you wanted something...
Do you remember Freedom in Buffalo?
No, I don't recall that.
It came out of the University of Buffalo in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
And they provided free internet connection. I mean, it was dial-up
cool.
In those days. And there was
one in
Cleveland. Annapolis, Maryland, the city, has provided wireless, what do they call that? One doesn't have a password.
Oh, unsecure.
Unsecure to the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I think San Francisco is about the only city that has that now.
In California.
You know, yeah, right. They're the only ones I know of. There are probably a few smaller communities that may have it too. But, you know, you can pull out a laptop anywhere and get on. It's that simple, you know.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Well, I guess, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there are things you can do. I mean, you know, if you bring your laptop and sit in a car outside a UPS or a Starbucks or whatever coffee shops have it, you can generally use their
Panera's, absolutely.
I mean, if you really have to do it, I mean, it can be done. And for that matter, if any unsecured networks are in your neighborhood, you can pick them up. Last time I was in Buffalo, that's how I got online.
Oh, absolutely.
I scanned the whole neighborhood and I found them, you know.
Every public library in the country should have a tower on the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a nice thing. Is that in the stimulus bill?
No, who knows? I mean, who could even read the guy? What do you think? You think Barack read the whole thing?
I don't think anybody read the whole thing. I think we still have surprises coming, and
surprises are now law.
Yeah. Well, the things that they want to fix are things that this bill does not address. What we're gonna see in the next few years, it's already starting, we're gonna have a completely different financial structure. You know, all these credit cards that everybody has will be history. You know, the whole idea of using credit the way we do, it's all going to be gone. Our banking system is going to be reduced to the bare minimum. I mean, essentially the entire thing is insolvent at this time. And the government, unfortunately, is going to be in control of most of that. So, it's good. You know, we're looking at life is going to change drastically. And it's nice that there'll be some temporary jobs with this bill, but he's going to have another bill probably within 6 months, probably just as big as this one.
Yeah, but eventually you run out of money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, eventually somebody's going to say, hey, you know, you want a Weimar Republic or what?
It may be here already. I got my wheelbarrow ready.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got this photo of a woman, and she's filling her stove with money. It was cheaper to burn the money than buy wood for her stove. It's a classic picture from 1928, 1929, whenever, that's the sort of thing. I mean, I really don't know what's going to happen to our... Right now, the American dollar is at an all-time high. Well, I won't say it. Within the last few decades, since the war, anyway. It's, you know, your European currency is collapsing. Any commodity-based currency, like Canadian or Australian dollar, they're falling apart. And so you're running into this really bizarre situation where nobody knows where to go. So you've got treasury bills and dollars. That's all that anybody wants. They're just desperate for security because, you know, there's a total lack of confidence. It's as if the entire thing is just going to fall.
Well, we're in the last 30 seconds here, folks, so... If you didn't have a chance to call in, make sure you tune in next week. That's Norm at Night. We run from 9 to 10 on Tuesday nights. If you're worried about missing Fringe, and I worry about it, go to the Fox.com website because they have done incredible things with all their shows. And so I'm going to hang up here. And I'll talk to you soon, Carl, and we'll take the show out with... The Way We Came In, Norm and his dad had.
Well, you'll have to send me this MP3.
I will.
Oh, I got more Go-Go Bordello for you, too. I picked
And I'm wearing purple. And I'm trying to turn this thing off. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good, man. You take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.